We have a matter, another matter involving Cobia. The dreaded blue paper.
14th, the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board held their final meeting for the second cycle of 2016. They had 12 projects, all of which they recommended funding. The amount available for projects right now, or as of November 14th in the fund, is just over.
This is an emergency regulation.
It is an emergency.
Yeah. How can you just find an emergency regulation for it?
So, try to be as quick as possible. Just overview of Cobia, managed by the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council. So that is federal waters jurisdiction, but states are generally complementing those measures that the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council sets. So the states from Georgia through New York are managed under a 50,000-pound annual catch limit for cobia. It was 60,000 pounds last year, but both the recreational and commercial catch limits have been declining the past few years just based on what has come out of the stock assessment from 2013 or 14. So National Marine Fisheries Service, maybe a week ago, sent out an email saying that the commercial cobia harvest along this Georgia through New York group was projected to reach its share of the total ACL by the end of December 5th, so that federal waters closed on December 6th and it would reopen January 1st, because in an ordinary season, the commercial, an ordinary year commercial season runs the entire calendar year. So the potential problem that was identified is that last year there was commercial harvest of cobia in North Carolina that occurred in December, and the fear was Virginia not wanting to be complicit in any landing of cobia, sort of a loophole, so to speak, that you might see in the month of December. And then also the reason that this is going to, that staff is going to recommend it going to a public hearing and not having it sunset would be the idea that with this small ACL, until the stock assessment, next stock assessment's done and whatever the ACL changes to be, it's possible that more closures could happen in the future. We've had people entering our commercial fishery for cobia in Virginia, and this 50,000 pounds just doesn't seem to be a limit that will, that we will be staying under. So the thought was, why not just keep this December closure instead of perhaps having to do this song and dance every year? So obviously that's not anything set in stone, but it's just a gamble that's been taken. So the language that's being added based on the staff recommendation in Chapter 4 VAC 20-510-10 pertaining to amberjack and cobia is add this language under commercial fishery limits. We're just adding and season to say the 2016 commercial fishery season for cobia shall extend from January 1st, 2016 through December 14th, 2016. It shall be unlawful for any person fishing commercially to harvest, possess, or land cobia in 2016 except during the lawful 2016 commercial fishery season described in subsection B of this section. So staff recommends the commission adopt these emergency amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-510-10 pertaining to amberjack and cobia to close the commercial fishery after December 14th, 2016. Staff also recommends the commission hold a public hearing at the January commission meeting. Are there any questions or
questions
comments
from the commission?
Yeah, I got some.
I got mockery.
First of all, can we even, I guess he's kind of said this, but under emergency regulation to close a non-existent commercial fishery, I mean, what is the basis of an emergency regulation? I mean, when do we have the authority to even enact? Shouldn't there be an emergency?
You have authority to enact it in an emergency, which is an unforeseen circumstance, and I think you can say here, I'm sorry, I'm not talking to the microphone, but I think you can say here that the closure in the federal waters was an unforeseen circumstance, so we do have authority to act on an emergency basis in this case, in my opinion.
To close a non-existent fishery.
Indeed.
So we can close the unicorn fishery.
Mm-hmm. If you so desire.
Yeah, okay. And I guess that was my next question, is just why? And I guess that Ryan's done that a little bit. I guess, you know, why are we going to close this commercial fishery that doesn't exist? And then we have to have a public hearing next month to confirm that we closed the commercial fishery that doesn't exist, that's reopened, even though it still doesn't exist.
I think what the public hearing will be closing it for essentially every year from now on, right?
Well, it's to establish a section where there is a season, knowing mm-hmm. that we will be having opening and closure. So that was the only reason why a public hearing came into the picture. We originally thought this could sunset, and then Rob had the foresight that this is probably going to be an ongoing issue.
So we can enact an emergency regulation and not have a public hearing the following month?
It would expire within 30 days, mm-hmm. and that would have covered this year, this closure. This is really due diligence. You know, the chief made the decision really at South Atlantic Council that, you know, we went through all of that COBIA stuff, telling folks that the commercial fishery did not go over their ACL, right? We found out later that there was harvest in December in North Carolina that put the commercial guys over. The odd possibility that they could land here, you know, which is due diligence.
But have we ever had commercial COBIA landed in Virginia in December?
I hesitate to say anything with certainty, but if there was, it was years and years ago.
Right.
To add extreme speculation.
Okay. I guess my opinion would be if someone could catch a cobia in Virginia waters in the last 2 weeks of December, God bless them. And if you catch a cobia this time, I mean, you should buy your lottery ticket. So anyway, I'm through with my mockery. I mean, I see no purpose in this whatsoever, other than maybe trying to appease the feds. And I'm not sure that...
I'm not even sure they care that much, to tell you the truth. But let's dot the I's and cross the T's.
Yeah. I'm still going to make fun of it.
Okay. I won't hold it against you.
I have no problem with the public hearing talking about that. We have to discuss COBIA, you know, it's...
Yeah.
All of it. You know, that's coming up. Just this emergency stuff is... I just don't see an emergency.
Any other questions from the commission?
Or other mockeries?
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter at all? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Erskine. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.